From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea has issued strong warnings to those countries that supported the latest United Nations sanctions in response to the North's latest ballistic missile test. Reuters' John Hyland reports.
North Korea described the latest UN sanctions against it as an act of war on Sunday, saying it was tantamount to a complete economic blockade. In a statement, the country's foreign ministry threatened to punish those who supported the measure. The UN Security Council unanimously imposed new sanctions on Pyongyang on Friday, following its recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. The measures seek to limit the country's access to refined petroleum products and crude oil, with a near 90% ban. The UN also wants to curb earnings from abroad, with a demand for the repatriation of North Korean workers within 24 months. The US-drafted resolution, supported by longtime Pyongyang allies Russia and China, commits the Security Council to further sanctions if there's another nuclear test or ballistic missile launch.
The United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court. They've warned that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and a financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in the year 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition who hold a majority are now pressing for a vote to abolish that court. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.